today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special. I invite you to be with us. Our topic for today is the concept of divorce in Islam. Today, Wednesday, is the 14th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Day 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of January 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment of today's special, we'll listen to chapter Baqarah, verse 230.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يَتَرَاجَعَا إِن ظَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
And if he has divorced her for the third time, then she is not lawful to him afterward until after she marries a husband other than him. And if the latter husband divorces her or dies, there is no blame upon the woman and her former husband for returning to each other if they think that they can keep within the limits of Allah. These are the limits of Allah, which He makes clear to a people who know.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. ما لنا
رب سوى. Men should not misuse their conjugal rights. They ought to know that they are not free and authoritative upon their wives forever in this regard. It is narrated from Imam Reza, peace be upon him, who said, "Do not take divorce light and do not cause your wives to incur a loss. Not everyone knows the secrets and the wisdom of the divorce laws. Therefore, some people maybe look at these instructions surprisingly, while the secrets of them are clear for those who have insight. People often see the apparent of these instructions, but the cognizant recognize the spirit and the depth of them."
وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Come with us with this topic. We look at divorce from the Islamic viewpoint. Even though divorce is hateful and ugly, sometimes it is a necessity that cannot be avoided. For instance, surgical removal of parts of the body is painful and abhorrent, but it is crucial in certain conditions and it is to the benefit of humans. If enduring the marriage is torturous and unendurable for the husband and wife, and the problem cannot be solved in any other way, divorce may be the best solution. For example, One of these instances is where the fires of a husband's love and affection for his spouse are completely extinguished. Here the woman has fallen from her beloved status of attractiveness, and the foundations of the family are in ruin. A home that does not have loving cold, dark, and sinister, not only has it lost its tranquility in the eyes of the wife and husband, it is a forbidding prison and fiery hell. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, our topic is going to be concerned with divorce in Islam. In divorcing, there are many unfavorable consequences, okay? And these unfavorable consequences cannot be stopped, anywhere. Imagine that, for example, if through marriage and wedlock, a garden is built, through divorce, a hellfire is created, and the flames, the scorching flames of this hellfire catches here and there, everybody, every place, or for example, here and there. For example, if this couple has, for example, children, the fate and education and the destiny of, the children will be quite uncertain. And at the same time, it's indicated that if they are not, if they don't have any children, again, it has its own unfavorable consequences, both psychologically and socially. From the psychological aspect, we find that this man or this husband or wife, up to a period, up to certain time, had, very a good feeling of, liking, for example, his wife or her husband. However, after that, we find that, because of divorce, this place or this, status, becomes a void. And psychologically, those people who divorced, their wives or those women or those wives who are divorced, or who have, requested to be divorced, after that, we find that, the fate wouldn't be that much favorable, or socially, they will not be looked at with respect. We find that, in all communities, whether Muslim communities or otherwise, or non-Muslim, we find that when someone is married, his type of behavior shows some kind of maturity. But when a person is known as has divorced his wife, or a lady or a woman is known to have been divorced, from that time on, people may look at them in another way, okay? Not with the due respect that they used to look them at.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Steps to an Islamic divorce, waiting period, or iddah. After a declaration of divorce, Islam requires a 3-month waiting period before the divorce is finalized. During this time, the couple continues to live under the same roof, but slips apart. This gives the couple time to calm down, evaluate the relationship, and perhaps reconcile. Sometimes decisions are made in haste and anger. And later, one or both parties may be regrets. During the waiting period, the husband and wife are free to resume their relationship at any time, thus ending the divorce process without the need for a new marriage. Another reason for the waiting period is a way of determining whether the wife is expecting a child. If the wife is pregnant, the waiting period continues until after she has delivered the child. During the entire waiting period, the wife has the right to remain in the family home, and the husband is responsible for her support. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu,
Allahu, Allahu, Allah. As I look to nature's beauty, dazzled am I, knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High.
الله الذي يهدينا جميعا الله الذي نعتز به جميعا.
Tips to cope and move forward, divorce, new interests and hobbies. This is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, today's special looks at one of the important tips to cope and move forward. That tip is discovering new interests and hobbies. Keeping yourself busy can be helpful if you're looking for new ideas about how to handle divorce. You may find that more downtime you have, the more depressed you're being to feel. Now is the perfect time for you to branch out and divorce and discover new things that interest you and can occupy your time. Hobbies are a great way to fill your days. They can keep you from dwelling on all the changes in your new world. Have you ever thought about taking a ceramics class? Dreamed of starting gardening? Thought about tackling a home project? Toyed with the idea of training for a marathon? Here's your opportunity.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar subhanallah.
Criticizing, spying, and praying into the lives of the divorcees. Every time they travel, why did they travel? Who are they traveling with? Why is she traveling? Shouldn't she be going back to her father's home and staying there? Well, maybe now she's 30 years old. She's 35 years old. She's 40 years old. Why are you praying into her life? Is she not supposed to travel? Is she not supposed to leave her home? Is she not supposed to live her life just because she's divorced? Who said now? Next year, 2 years, 3 years from now, she will be married. So she puts all her life on a pause to please you because you are praying into her life? And many people will go after individuals who they had a conflict with. So if my friend divorced this woman, I automatically feel obligated to, na'udhu billah, sometimes make up stories to make my friend or my cousin or my sister or my brother look good by creating fictitious stories about this young woman or this young man. To destroy their reputation, to go after their honor. Do we not know that namima is indeed, and buhtan is indeed, the greatest sin within the religion of Islam?
Dear friend, inshallah, we learn more about divorce, especially in the view of Islam, in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
I know that I'm not alone. What I've seen has been seen before, but it hurts just like a thorn, a pain I've never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. My mind said, don't be a fool. I need to get something off my mind. Don't let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know when my heart will take me, but I know your light will protect me from this fragile world.